Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
All right, we're continuing our series now of musical genres that you might have skipped the first time round. So we've talked about punk, trad, classical, musicals, Irish country, and today we're moving on to talk about American country music with a rising star from Donegal, David James, who presents Jive Time on Highland Radio, and he's recently recorded a duet with none other than Daniel O'Donnell.
We don't know what waits round the corner. We never know what lies ahead. So just for a moment, forget all your troubles and count all your blessings.
David James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. Great to be on your programme and thanks so much for having me.
Not at all. We're delighted to have you. People might know that you performed for Harry and Meghan when they visited, but more importantly, tell me how the collaboration happened with Daniel.
Well, you know, being from Donegal, I was just so thrilled to get the opportunity to record with Daniel. He's like a god here, not only in Donegal, but indeed in Ireland. And we were supposed to perform at a concert together last March to celebrate 30 years of Highland Radio. And Daniel and I were going to do a duet on the night, and then the concert was cancelled. And we spoke for a while, and then we decided, well, why don't we maybe record a duet? And I'm so delighted, and so is Daniel, that we actually did make that decision to record the duet, because it's went really well so far.
Yeah, how many views has it had online?
I think I checked the other day, it's 7 million now, which is incredible, you know. And listen, when we recorded it, I thought, you know, maybe if it might get 100,000 or 200,000, it'd be great, but it's at 7 million, which
yeah,
is...
Yeah, you had modest aims there, and it's doing very well. And listen, David, you mentioned there the gigs and obviously things getting cancelled. Your career was just on the takeoff path when you had to put it on hold.
Yeah, well, you know, I think... When you're in music, you're always kind of at the start of your career. There's always something else ahead. But I guess for me, I was at that stage where things were just starting to move in a nice direction. And I was really, really enjoying my gigging. And we were looking forward to a great summer that had gone by there. We were planning lots of different things and recording a new album and putting together my own shows. So I guess I was just kind of getting my feet under the table and getting ready to hit the road whenever this pandemic hit.
Well, you'll pick it up again, no doubt, with the 7 million views under your belt and the radio show and all the rest of it. We want to talk to you about US country music, American country music this morning.
Yes.
What is the difference between this now and the country music that we'd be used to hearing here in Ireland, the homegrown stuff?
Yeah, well, I suppose that the stuff that we would have here in Ireland is a lot more commercially minded in the sense that we're always thinking when we're recording maybe about the dancers who are going to be coming to the shows that weekend. And, you know, we're very much into getting our jives out there. And you know, if you have a great beat in a song here in Ireland, it's kind of likely to do well amongst the country music crowd. Where I suppose in America, it's a little bit more focused on, you know, the story in the song. That would be my understanding.
Okay, well, you're going to tell us a little bit about it now and where it all started and who, in your mind, are the best artists. And one of them is Hank Williams. Let's have a listen to a Hank Williams song. Everyone will know this, Your Cheating Heart.
Your cheating heart will pine someday and crave the love. Time will come when you'll be blue.
So, David, what is it about Hank that does it for you?
I think he's just got such a great simplicity in his tone. And, you know, I think that there's always a common misconception about country music, you know, that the songs are all about lonesome cowboys whose dog has kind of died and ran off and all this kind of thing.
A lot of them are about those things.
But, you know, whilst they appear to be on like that on the surface, whenever you think about the songs, you know, they are actually about a lot more. But Hank Williams had a great ability to tell a story in his voice. And I think there's not a country music artist today that hasn't been in somewhat influenced by him, even subconsciously.
Yeah, I know you mentioned there, you know, the songs about the dog and all the rest of it and the hard life, but a lot of these guys had hard lives.
Exactly. You know, whenever you think about the likes of Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton and their upbringing, you know, they came from absolutely nothing. So I think that's maybe why country music is so popular, because at the end of the day, it is very relatable to a lot of people in the world, you know, especially, you know, here in Ireland. You know, we're not a rich country by no means, so I think that it's so easy for us to relate to a lot of the country artist stories.
And there's a lot of debate, isn't there, about the purists, the Hank Williams purity, and then you move on and country music, American country music, had a lot of pop influences included in that, which made it more mainstream, made it more popular, went beyond just the pure country music fans. But you really rate the likes of Randy Travis.
Oh, definitely. You know, when Randy Travis has got like over 20 number ones to his name, but he was kind of considered a pivotal figure in the history of country music, because, you know, we talked about the more traditional Hank Williams there, but his breakthrough kind of came in the 1980s with his Storms of Life album, and he became a real major force in this whole kind of neo-traditional country movement that came along. You know, Randy Travis, at his core, is still very country, and he kept that in his records, but he just brought it a little bit more modern, which helped bring country to a more probably international audience.
Well, on this day, I'm told, in 1987, his album Always and Forever was number one. Let's take a listen to one of the tracks.
Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful.
Do you sing that one yourself, David?
Definitely, and I think there's not many young people in Ireland here that wouldn't know that song either, which just shows how big it is.
Yeah, I agree. The women of country, you mentioned a few of them there earlier, Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, Reba McEntire, another huge star. Who are your favourites on the list?
Well, definitely, I absolutely love Loretta Lynn, and I actually did an interview with her sister there a few weeks ago, Crystal Gale, who's a lovely woman as well.
She's got the very long hair.
Yeah, that's her. I don't know if she's got the very long hair or just the hairdressers have been closed over where she lives too.
Sorry, we're all Crystal Gales now after lockdown.
But you know, they've got such an interesting life story, and especially if you listen to the song Coal Miner's Daughter, and you know, the lyrics in some of Loretta Lynn's songs are just so funny. Like, you ain't woman enough to take my man, don't come home
a drunk. Oh, vicious. I have an album, Loretta Lynn Best Of, that I play in the car from time to time, and I always end up cracking up laughing. I mean, she leaves nothing behind.
Like, there's this song that she has, and it's called Fist City. And basically, there's this woman who's trying to take her man. And she's having a conversation to this woman who's trying to take her man. And she says, you know, normally when the man I love, he picks up trash, he puts it in a can. It's just brilliant lyrics.
It's great. And then there's the one, I can't remember what the name of the song is, but it's about her husband coming home late at night.
And don't come home a drinking.
That's the one, with loving on your mind. Yeah.
That's it. So you have Loretta Lynn, and then Tammy Wynette. Like, she is the first lady of country music, and you know, Stand By Your Man is such an iconic song. And
let's have a listen to it.
Cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him.
So who's the queen of country, David?
Well, in Ireland here, it's known as Philomena Begley, Tammy Wynette, the First Lady, but I would have to say Dolly Parton for me, you know.
Yeah,
I love Dolly
yeah.
Parton.
You probably, there are plenty of people who'd fight with you over that.
Yeah, but no.
Not me, though. I'm not disagreeing with you. I think it's a really hard call to make.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're all incredible, and a lot of them have done so much for women as well throughout the years.
And does it bother you at all when the country is diluted a bit? I touched on it earlier with Randy Travis, but do you have an issue with that?
No, certainly not. You know, I think it's very important that, artists do try and evolve in, their career and, don't just try and remain static in the one thing for, their full career. Like, although sometimes it mightn't just always be as effective. I know that George Jones, he kind of tried to move a little bit away from it in the 70s, and then it didn't really work for him. So he came back in the 80s, and it was like a back to his roots album, and he went back to the country. But I think some of the modern stuff in Nashville can tend to sound very, very poppy. There's no disputing that. But then I think at their core, all those new modern country artists, they still have a great respect for all the older generations of the likes of the Randy Travises, the likes of the, Fairland Huskies and Hank Williams and all these guys.
I suppose it's about staying relevant as well. Like Alan Jackson, I know, doesn't he duet with a, number of people? The Zac Brown Band, I think he did a duet with them. They have their roots in country as well. But it is in order to stay there at the top of the game.
Of course, and I think that's, you can't really diss them for doing that. You know, Alan Jackson has given us so many great country songs throughout the year, or throughout his years. And, you know, you think of songs like Chatty Hoochie and all of those, and Mercury Blues, all these great kind of line dancing sort of songs. And, you know, if he wants to try and remain relevant by, doing something a little bit more modern, then let him at it.
Garth Brooks, how do you feel about Garth Brooks?
I feel like
that's not Gareth a loaded Brooks question. I'm really interested.
Gareth Brooks's relationship with Ireland, it's kind of like the perfect country song, because he was here and he spent a few nights and he promised that he'd come back, and then a few years later he says he's going to come back and he just never did.
I think it wasn't his fault that he didn't come back, though.
No,
can't blame him. Gosh,
absolutely
why
not.
Hasn't someone written the song? David, come on.
If I could get a pen here now, I would really start it.
You watch the documentary about him on Netflix. It's a big, long documentary about
Garth
Brooks and his life. What did you think of him, having seen that?
Yeah, it gave me a nice... I love documentaries like that, where they give you an insight into where, like, the people live and their upbringing and what they feel about life. And he seems to be just a real humble, down-to-earth guy. And I would guess that that's why... we absolutely love him here in Ireland. Like, at the end of the day, he sold 400,000 tickets in a matter of hours for Croke Park. I know those gigs never happened, but when he came along here in the 90s, he near enough buried the pop culture that we had going on. You know, he brought back this craze of line dancing, which kind of brought people together, because they'd be line dancing in a nursing home up the street, but then kids would be doing it for PE in their school as well. So I guess country's kind of unique in that way.
And then if you had to narrow down to one Garth Brooks song, what's the one that you would pick?
I absolutely love The Dance.
And I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain that I'd have had to miss the dance.
There's Garth Brooks. And Taylor Swift is somebody who, David, started out in country and then moved quite a way away from country. Do you still acclaim her as a country star?
I think she's done an awful lot for country music in bringing it to a younger audience, that, you know, a younger pop audience, because, you know, now she's a global star at the minute, and she has released a lot of pop stuff, but then she came back there with her Folklore album, and she has hints of country in here and there, and I definitely think that she would have helped convert some people to some form of country music. So I have great respect for Taylor Swift and what she's done, and I absolutely loved some of her early stuff as well. And to be honest, I don't really mind some of her more modern stuff. But yeah, great respect for Taylor Swift.
And what about the other interesting artists who don't fit the traditional mode? There's a woman called Ingrid Andress who you want to tell us about.
Ingrid Andress, she's had a great song out there in the last year, and it was actually nominated for a CMA. The song's called Break More Hearts Than Mine, and it's just such... At its core, I think, anyway, it's such a great country song. And, you know, it's girls like her and the likes of Luke Combs who are really going to keep country music at the fore.
Let's have a listen to Ingrid and More Hearts Than Mine.
If I bring you home to mama, I guess I better warn you. She falls in love a little faster than I do. And my
Ingrid Andress there. David, we'll leave it there for now. It's been great to talk to you. David James, we look forward when you can get back to touring around the place, that we'll see you on a stage soon.
Please God, and thank you so much for having me, Claire.
Not at pleasure all. Great pleasure. Thanks, David.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.